Mount in a damsel sat weeping, and to her lover she often replied, "Thou hast my heart and affections in keeping, yet of thy favours I'm clearly denied. How canst thou e'er be so desperate cruel, to slight a lover with scorn and disdain? Every slighting adds flame to my fuel, that I a languishing lover lie slain. Why is my blooming fair beauty and treasure so unregarded? Ah, how can you slight those snowy mountains and rivers of pleasure, where lovers angle for charming delight? All that is mine thou shouldst soon be possessing, could I but once be assured of thy love. But you're unworthy of so great a blessing, since so ungrateful my Strephon can prove. I that have often been courted by many is now most scornfully slighted by thee. Others had reason, but thou ne'er hadst any, for thou wast ever right welcome to me. Slave to affection and thy sweet complexion, too much I have been, but now will no more. In your false love I have made an inspection, whom I of late did so dearly adore. A fair young beautiful lady, excuse me, think not that e'er I could slight such a saint, but being fearful that thou wouldst refuse me, I never ventured to make my complaint. Though my poor heart has been fatally wounded by the sweet charms from thy fair killing eyes, sad sighs and sorrows my senses surrounded, thinking my proffered love you'd despise. When I considered from whence thou descended, by birth and beauty a lady of fame, straight I concluded thou wouldst be offended if the least motion of love I should name. Love for this reason I was not for courting so fair a creature and beautiful star, being no more than a soldier of fortune who is exposed to the hazards of war. Tell me no more of rich friends nor relations. My state and grandeur I freely forsake, that with my love I may range foreign nations. In weal or woe there my fortune I'll take. Long by my smiles thou mightst freely discover that I did prize and adore thee, my dear. Therefore, when this you did truly discover, tell me how could you have reason to fear? Have not I courted you, though against nature? greater symptoms of love would you find? Then be no more an insensible creature, since your fair lady to love is inclined. Then in his arms he did freely receive her, saying, sweet love, thou art welcome to me, with solemn vows that he never